All right, welcome back to Hashrate Up. This week, I have my good friend and the captain of Hashrate, or Captain Hashrate, as he calls himself, on the show. Hello, Sunil. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, Jesse. How are you?
Yeah, I cannot complain. It's a good day. The sun has come back to Cape Town, and we are exiting winter, and so life is good, man. I just had good lunch with a friend, business friend, and we chatted industry and everything else. So, yeah, no complaints there. We wanted to go swimming, but it was a bit too cold. Before we get started, Sunil, and we're going to try to change the format up a little bit for the first time here, as I said before the recording started, to keep this a bit shorter to see how it performs with the existing audience. However, we have to mention when we are recording, right? So we are at block 913736, and then the hash price is currently at 5209, and the hash value, as they call it over at our pool, currently dropped significantly to 46,500 sats. We had the difficulty adjustment to the upside, and so you can see that sharp drop here. By the time that this episode is released, hopefully we'll have the first hash rate up focus episode out as well, that sort of goes into the details of what the hash price is and what all of these numbers mean. So check that out when you see this. And yeah, by the way, it's always good to watch this in video format. With all of that being said, Sunil, we have you on the show today to talk about our pool. You already have the hat on, a beautiful logo, yep. Resembling a emergency, what you call those, life ring that you throw in the water when somebody needs some help.
Yeah. So basically, this is called Life Buoy. As you know, that I'm a retired sailor. I've sailed out at sea for more than 10 years. So Life Buoy is one of those manual devices that is actually going to save you. You know, apart from Life Buoy, you've got life rafts and lifeboats, but they have a technologically backing, I would say. But Life Buoy is completely manual. So the strings that you see is the fees that the miners are going to save by joining our pool. So that's the idea behind our pool.
Actually. Yeah, I was gonna say, yeah, it's our pool. So it's my pool.
Yeah.
It's everybody's pool.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you where the logo comes from, but that's cool. All right. Yeah. So first question here, Sunil, why did you guys get into the pool game? I mean, there's a lot of competition there. And obviously, before you started this, you had to set yourself apart. Today, the pool, and again, switch on the video if you haven't already. I'm going to share the screen and show the website a little bit here for the audience. Let me just go to a new tab, our pool. Let me just get a live ticker here on where you guys are right now. You're at already 414 petahash, and you guys have been operational for what, 2-3 months only, right?
Yeah, we launched in BTC Prague, so it's been roughly just above 2 months. We are baby right now, but we are growing at a good pace, I'll say.
Awesome. And yeah, tell us why. Why a pool? And how did you decide to set yourself up or set yourself apart from the competition that's out there?
So Jesse, as you know, I am a miner myself into this industry since 2018. So right when I jumped into mining, I realized that everyone is saying, hey, use our pool. It's the best. The payouts are good, this and that. So when I understood more about the reward structure, the tiered structure, then I got to know that there is no standard operating procedures when you're working with a pool, right? So I come from an industry where everything that you do is basically as per a checklist, or I would say a documented process. But when it comes to the pool, so I was looking at various malpractices that I feel that pools are doing, you know, I've written this in my book as well. Especially when I read for the first time when a few pools, they were actually, having those monopolies and doing some of the, you know, not, I would say some of not the standard practices that the pool should do. And I was very curious how the pools were working. So I was testing them out, and I realized that every time I test the pools, the results are different. But as soon as my testing is done, and when I'm putting my hash rate, like the complete shift, then over a month of time, I would say I wasn't satisfied. And then I was doing the switch back to my old pool. Again, the results were good. Then I understood that, you know, there's a big gap over there. And since 2018 November itself, I was thinking of forming a pool. But when I dig deeper, I understood that, you know, if I have to work with, let's say, FPPS or let's say PPLNS, I need to have some Bitcoin on my balance sheet. And a pool business is not as simple as it looks. So we waited till this year in March, where we decided that, okay, we are going to have a pool which is basically favoring miners. So that is how this thing came into the picture, because we ourselves are miners. So we understand what miners are looking for, like all the powers and everything that miners should have, rather than focusing on what pool is offering. So that was my idea, that we need to have a pool which is transparent, a pool which is basically giving good numbers, and a pool which is giving the powers back to the miners, like how they want to maneuver their ship. And yeah, this year in March, we decided that we'll be forming our own pool. And me and Dusan, we founded this pool together. And in June, we launched the pool.
This episode is sponsored by Hashbranch, the easiest way to mine Bitcoin in the US. Sourcing hardware and rack space usually is a mess. Bad deal structures, misaligned incentives, and no visibility after deployment. I have placed tens of thousands of ASICs in partnership with Hashbranch. What I like most is that they cut through the noise. Fair pricing, aligned terms, and access to hosting that actually works. Use code HASHRATEUP100, visit hashbranch.com today to get $100 off of each miner that you order.
Yeah, you should explain MTH maybe for a minute and who Dusan is. Somebody that I would like to have on the show as well, I think. But yeah, go do that first, and then I have a quick follow up question.
Sure. So Dusan is someone who's like a very big Bitcoin education fan, and he is the co-founder and CEO of MTH. So MTH is a Bitcoin education company, but MTH also does self mining and also offers hosting services to cater the Bitcoin education. So yeah, our pool is co-founded by me and Dusan together, and he's a vital part of both MTH and our pool.
Okay, so you just said you wanted to make a pool that's for the miners and that gives miners different tools to maneuver their ship, to stay in the nautical lingo. What are those tools?
So the first thing is, Jesse, the first thing is from the starting itself, we offer a variety of follow-ups when somebody is trying to use our pool, whether they would want to go account-based mining or, let's say, address-based mining. Just for your audience, address-based mining is where you just literally put your wallet address and the stratum, which is already there on the website, so you don't need to do any signups, and there you go. It's like Ocean is one example of address-based mining. And then account-based mining, you've got Foundry, Luxor, and all of that. So that's the first thing. And the second thing is, why I say power to the miners, because mining is a numbers game. And just for you to know that we just didn't thought of, you know, forming a pool and we just released a pool. We did a rigorous testing for 1.5 years with two of the top five mining pools. And the results were pretty amazing. And Then we understood that we need to have a different approach in order to make it more efficient. And that is where RTPPS, which is our payout system, real-time paper share. So basically all the hash rate that the miners are directing on our pool, this hash rate is sold at a premium. So unlike other pools which have got variances like pool luck and, you know, they need to write the block templates, all of that stuff, it's very different in our pool. So all the hash rate is coming to us. We get the we get paid instantly, and then we are directing the hash rate further. This hash rate is sold via the hash rate marketplace, and we are pretty open about it that we are being backed by NiceHash and Hivon. So NiceHash and Hivon are our operational partners. Both are SOC 2 compliant. So the flow is very simple. The hash rate comes to our pool. From our pool, it is sold to the highest bidder via NiceHash, and whole of the technology is managed by Hivon. And since the hash rate is sold at a premium to the highest bidder, we don't charge any of the transaction fees for our payouts. And even though our threshold payout does exist, Jesse, which is 0.005 BTCs, which is pretty standard, but we value the retail miners because that is where my journey started from. I was a retail miner, and I understand that at end of the every month, it doesn't matter if you're a retail miner or a big scale miner, you need to pay your bills. So let's say by end of every month, let's say in the last week by 28th, if you don't hit the threshold of 0.005 BTCs, you're still going to have the payout once in a month for retail miners. Free, of course, there won't be any transaction fees. So that's the power that I'm talking about. So you get more payout. You don't have to worry about the threshold. You don't have to worry about your sign-up process. And then the best thing that we are doing right now is, I don't know if you saw the LinkedIn post, but on our LinkedIn, we are very vocal about the monthly performances that we are doing that anyone can match with their pools, how much they are making, and all of that. So we are very vocal about the numbers that we have got and the processes that we do. And of course, if I talk about, you know, I told you about the retail miners, but if I talk about big scale miners, anyone who's having more than 20 to 50 petahashes, we are also giving them a white glove services, which is basically, even if it's Saturday or Sunday, we are there to serve you up. So that's the power that we are giving out. You know, as a miner, you decide which way you are going to maneuver your ship, and we are the engine room. So we are going to back you up in terms of power.
Cool. We're going to get to the payouts now. I just had one question. So I've had Marco from NiceHash on before, and he sort of enlightened me about how NiceHash works in the marketplace, and that there's people who have some creative way of getting extra value out of the hash rate, and therefore they pay a premium, right? But NiceHash is not a pool itself, it's a marketplace, and then you can buy hash rate and send it to whatever pool you want that hash rate to go to, right? Okay. Hivon, and I understand, okay, now you have two off-takers, right? So it's not just like using NiceHash, but using your pool actually means you'll get whatever pays more from Hivon and NiceHash directly. So there's always a comparison about who pays how much and who pays more for the hash rate, right? Now, the question is, what is Hivon? What kind of pool model is Hivon? What do they follow? Which principle? Which payout method?
So just to give you a correction, that Hivon is not our pool partner. Hivon is our tech partner.
Okay.
So they are the tech partners that, for example, all the technology is backed by them, and all the operations mm-hmm. are backed by NiceHash. So we are a combination okay. of, yeah.
Okay. So if I'm not mistaken, on NiceHash, you need to KYC and you need to register. So using your pool actually means you are a NiceHash proxy that doesn't require this because you offer address-based mining. Does that make sense? Or did I miss something there?
Yeah. No, it's exactly correct. So it's not just that we only offer address-based mining, but we are rolling out, like this week, we are rolling out account-based mining. And that would be, again, serving in a similar way that any other account-based mining pool works. So it, you know, with KYC, without KYC, it will be also serving the institutional players as well. So yeah, okay. the statement and that you gave is correct, but it's for both.
The obvious question that arises then, Sunil, is why not just use, if you do account-based mining, why not just use NiceHash over our pool?
Well, the thing is that, of course, you can go ahead and use it, but I would say that if you are more focused towards your privacy, and if you know, NiceHash is a big name in the industry, and we are like highly customizable. Again, I'm not saying that NiceHash isn't, but NiceHash is in a highly, I would say, regulated, and it's a big name in the industry, right? So yeah. With us, you've got a tendency of, you know, going with address-based mining, which doesn't require any signups. And then, of course, we do offer the white glove services as well. And then I would say, in a short answer, I would say that we are highly customizable.
Cool. Yeah. No, I think that makes sense. I just wanted to get the difference out of you again for the viewers, because I think it's important to understand. But I understand the value there.
Yeah.
All right. So
and usually, just to also tell you that usually, anyone who's using NiceHash as their pool, we don't entertain them to leave NiceHash and then come to us.
Yeah, no, that's fair enough. At the end of the day, it's a different product, right? And it's less direct. Yeah. But I want to talk about the numbers as well, because they kind of speak for themselves. I know you've only been operating since March, right? But I mean, at the end of the day, that's what a majority of miners are and should be interested in, is how much do they get for their hash rate. And so I think that's really interesting. Maybe we can just dig into that a little bit more, and how you guys achieve to have such high revenues per petahash, or such high hash values, as I should say. Maybe even, Sunil, explain what hash value is first, and then explain to the viewers how you get to achieve such a high number compared to other pools.
Okay. So basically, there are two terms in the industry. One is hash price, and then another one is hash value. So basically, hash value means that for every terahash that you give to the market, how many sats you're getting for that sats, for that hash rate. So it's basically, the unit is sats per terahash. So for example, if you look at our LinkedIn post for the month of August, we have delivered 49.227 sats per terahash. So that means that that's the hash value that pool is giving. So let's say if you have 1% fee, so then you have to multiply 49.227 by 0.99, and then you get your hash value. Hash price is basically multiplying that with the current Bitcoin price. So that converts hash value to hash price. And if I talk about why we are able to, I would say, like give out good numbers, is, as I told you, that first thing is we don't have pool variance. We don't work with pool luck or all of that stuff. We don't have this FPPS or PPLNS or PPS plus. We have got RTPPS, real time paper share, right? So the good thing is that since we get the premium, we are sharing that premium with all of our miners. We don't charge them with transaction fees. So for example, If you take top 10 pools, they're going to charge you for the transaction fees. And also, if you don't achieve a minimum, I would say, threshold. So we don't charge all of that. That's because we are able to always sell the hash rate at a premium, of course, through the hash rate marketplace. So that gives us a better edge. So we don't have to worry about hitting a block template or, you know, mining the block and all of that stuff. So we have taken a different route, and that's why we are able to achieve such good numbers.
All right, fair enough. What are the biggest challenges right now, Sunil? Like, starting a pool is not easy. I know you're a king in business development. Everybody that knows you knows that. So, but that's not enough, right? So what are the key challenges when it comes to growing the pool and navigating everyday tasks and the team and like all of that stuff? What would you say?
So first thing is, Jesse, I see you as a king of business development, and coming to the pool business, yes. So for example, if you enter into Europe, there have been some regulations that, you know, you cannot do proprietary mining. You need to solve some VAT issues. And of course, if you approach, let's say, a big institution or any listed company, then they would require you to have SOC 2 compliance. Then, of course, we've got a lot of clients in Russia. So like there are a lot of challenges that you just cannot accept as a pool, that although we are highly customized, but there are still lot of challenges that honestly are not solvable, like instantly solvable. But for example, the biggest challenge in this industry is that the pools, they don't have a tiered fee structure, Jesse. So everyone is expecting, they don't understand this part that, let's say, if you have 1% fee with pool A, that doesn't mean that even if you have 2% with pool B, you're going to make less just because you have 2%. The thing that miners need to understand is that, let's say, if your hash value today is 50 sats per terahash, and you're having 1% fee with that particular pool. But let's say if you have 2% fee with a particular pool and you have hash value of 52 sats, then even with that 2%, you're going to make more with that pool. So with a new pool entering into the market, the first challenge that I see is the education part of it. The second challenge is that I do understand is because there is not transparency in terms of tiered structure. So everyone wants to have, like, everyone has that in their subconscious mind that, you know, they have 1% or 0.5% fee with a particular pool, so they are going to make more. And then, of course, we are a small baby here. So people think that having 400 or 500 petahashes, you guys will have a big variance. You guys will be hitting a block, I don't know when. So then I need to make them understand that we are not a conventional pool, but we are just like Amazon of hash rate marketplace. So yeah, there are a few challenges apart from the regulatory ones that I just mentioned. But yeah, we are consistently doing the workshops. We are consistently uploading even on our LinkedIn pages. And then every event that we are going, we are trying to educate miners that this is how, you know, our pool workflow happens. And this is how you can utilize and get more optimized numbers, I would say.
HashRateUp is sponsored by solomining.de, the place to buy open source home and solo mining devices like the BitX. With about 20 watts of usage, these solo mining devices are perfect to play the lottery from home or from the office. Get 5% off with the code HashRateUp. Thanks to the legends at solomining.de for sponsoring the content.
What can you briefly explain what SOC 2 compliance is?
Okay, so, well, that's something that I'm not that confident that I'll be able to explain because I don't want to have that scanty information, Jesse.
Okay, fair enough. I think let me try. I think because I know other pools are also looking at that. I think it has to do with the accounting method that's being done in the background, and I think there's a certain accounting standards that large, especially publicly listed entities need to have in place before they can engage with you. But I'll try to get somebody else to explain it that's more confident than us. Do you think that transparency and analyzing other pools' payouts and publishing that on the website, because that's something else I've also not seen anywhere, makes sense? Is that something you would consider doing? Not just own hash value at a certain fee rate, but analyzing everybody else's?
Honestly, Jesse, I was thinking about the same, but then the problem is that this industry is very small. So if I were to act like, I can easily do it. I can run my miners on all the pools that are existing and then publish it only. But I feel that going down that road would be not liked by a lot of miners. So right now, what we are focusing is our own operations. So we are publishing our own results at end of the every month. And now what we are also planning is that this month and onwards, like in the September month end report, you will also see a date-wise complete bifurcation of hash rate, hash value, because we've got this feedback that it would be awesome to also compare with our pools, like whatever pool that people are using, like on which day you guys were able to beat, because now we are just publishing the complete month end report, right? So then we'll be also publishing a complete day-wise bifurcated structure. But yes, it makes sense because, Jesse, look, mining is a numbers game, right? We understand that if you are mining, you're basically, I would say, like, you know, the life expectancy is roughly about one halving to other halving. You know, anything above that is gold. So we've got a limited time. And again, Bitcoin is all about being scarce and hit, you know, right person at right place, doing right thing at right time. So it all accounts for the numbers. So I believe that if you have results as a pool, if you can share that out, then that actually helps a lot in the transparency that what exactly is this pool doing. And if I talk about other pools, there is a, you know, everyone is trying to talk with the pool directly. Hey, you know, I'm your good friend. How much fee rebate can you give me? How much, you know, I can get. So even if I have, let's say, 10 petahashes and someone is having one exahash, but I'm so close to the pool, I might get better fees than them. So I believe that saying out the numbers loud makes sense.
Yeah, it's the thing with transparency, right? And I've experienced this, is you always step on somebody's toes. And you gotta like a bit of confrontation. But at the end of the day, I think everybody's better off for it. Anyway, yeah. Lastly, Sunil, before we get into a bit of a round of rapid fire here, can you highlight real-time FPPS again and explain what the difference is maybe to regular FPPS, which we've had somebody explain on the pool before, or on the show before, sorry.
Okay, so the first thing is that if I talk about full paper share, FPPS, it still means that you're mining in a conventional manner and you get paid fully as per the shares that you have contributed when a block is set. But real-time paper share is not FPPS, it's RTPPS, it's real-time paper share. So that doesn't mean, even if you're not hitting any block, like it's independent of mining. So we are not hitting any blocks, we are not writing any block templates. Every share, like every value of hash rate that is coming to us is being sold. So we sell it instantly to the highest bidder. So that is why we call it real time, because the bidding is consistently happening in real time, right? So that's the matching engine. So let's say, Jesse, if you paid, let's say, $10 for one petahash, and let's say there is only one petahash of hash rate, and you are paying that for one day, but then I bid more than you, after, let's say, 12 hours. So then that hash rate will be directed to me and you get 12 hours of your fees back, whatever that you paid. So it is real time. Whoever pays more, the hash rate is shifted there. So that's real time paper share. And that's why you get, because of that instant thing that I'm talking about, you get more premium because there's that fighting going on to get the hash rate on board.
All right. Very well. First question, rapid fire. So Neil, before I'm going to ask you to just give people a handoff and tell them where to find you and our pool. What's one book, podcast, or thinker that shaped your way the most when it comes to Bitcoin mining in this industry?
The Bitcoin standard.
If you could instantly double one thing for our pool, hash rate, users, or reputation, what would you pick?
Reputation.
What's the most underrated country or region for mining right now?
Nigeria.
Nice. Describe our pool in one single word.
Power.
All right. Tell people where to find you, Sunil.
We've got a website, www.rpool.io. And then we've got our LinkedIn page, our pool, and then you can find us on Twitter as well, our pool.
All right, gents, ladies, I will recommend you guys to look in the video description, check out all the links there. You can find Sunil by clicking on various links. I recommend following the LinkedIn page. It's truly exciting. They also have great other voices. Some of them have been on the show. On their team. So definitely a wealth of knowledge in their team. And so, yeah, hope you learned something new. Hope you like this new length of format. And Sunil, until next time. Cheers. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Cheers.